This is episode number 661, Building Your Dream Team and Your Personal Advisory Board.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Welcome, everyone. I am excited about this one because it's all about building a personal advisory board, or what I like to call the dream team, that maybe people don't even know about, but you are starting to cultivate this dream team of advisors to help you in your personal life, in your career, your business, and anything that you're looking to achieve greater results with in your life. This is the episode that can be a game changer for you if you apply it the right way. Now, for me, I've always had mentors or advisors and people that I've looked up to that I've gotten advice from or feedback from, and that coaching and mentorship has always helped guide me. It's always helped accelerate to get greater results. And I'm going to talk about in a little bit the power of advisory boards, but for me, this is a game changer. So I hope you enjoy this one. Take a screenshot of this. Let me know over on Instagram or Twitter what your favorite part about this episode is, as I think it's going to inspire a lot of you listening. And I'm very excited to hear about your feedback on this and to see the type of personal advisory board that you create as well. So again, take a screenshot, send a message over on your Instagram, tag me, let your friends know that you're listening. And I'm pumped about this one. So get ready. Before we dive in, want to give a shout out to the fan of the week. This is from Lynn's Twin, who said, I've recently gotten into listening to podcasts, and I was browsing through the Spotify podcast when someone talks about greatness that just immediately drew me in. I immediately started listening, and all the people I follow on social media have great interviews with Lewis. Some favorites were Sean T and the Bella Twins. And as a graphic designer, sometimes listening to music while I work can get boring, but being able to design while listening to such amazing people really helps spark that light inside me to make me the best I want to be. Always stay great, Lewis. Love the podcast. Thank you so much, Lindsay. So Lynn's Twin, you are the fan of the week. We've got over 3,100 five-star reviews over on iTunes. If you haven't left a review yet, go leave a review right now. Let me know what you think. Give us feedback if you'd like to as well. We're always trying to make this better and more valuable for you.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Welcome, guys. This is another solo episode where I'm going to share about building a personal advisory board or the dream team for yourself. Now, we did a previous solo episode about a week ago that people have just been commenting like crazy, and you guys keep saying you want more from me. So this is something that I've been doing for over a decade now. It's been about 10 years since I started my own personal advisory board. And I remember hearing about this in school. I actually took a leadership class in school
back at Principia College, where we talked about building this personal advisory board. And I was reminded of this when I interviewed Ed Milette. We talked about building a personal advisory board. I remember asking him, actually, I can't remember if it was during the interview or when we had lunch. I said to him, you know, what is something that, if you were me and my age right now, what's something that I should be doing? And he, the first thing he said is, you've got to have a personal advisory team. And I said, man, it's interesting you say that, because 10 years ago when I got started in my career and in my business, after playing professional football, launching into what I'm doing now, or what I was doing then, I built this team of personal advisors. And I'll get to that in a second, of who those people were, what they did for me, and how you can do this for yourself, how you can find a personal advisory team, how to ask someone to be on your team, what they can do for you, everything, what you can do for them, and really the power of it. But when he said this, it reminded me, because I haven't gotten away from having a personal advisory team, because I connect with so many influencers and so many amazing individuals like I've got on the School of Greatness podcast. But I didn't have the same structure like I've had when I was 10 years ago and I had this team. And I've kind of gotten away from the structure. So I've actually got me re-inspired to create the structure again in my life, because I know how much it accelerated my growth personally, professionally, business, everything. It accelerated it like crazy. Now, some of you might be saying, well, what's the difference between a personal advisory board team, or I like to call it the dream team, or having a mentor or having mentors? And I think it's a great question. You know, a lot of people ask me to mentor them all the time. And the challenge is, you know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, mentorship was a much bigger thing, or something that people talked about more and wanted more, because information wasn't as accessible online. And right now you can find anyone that you want to mentor you, any famous person or any business executive who's done great things that you're inspired by, you can essentially buy their book, you can watch their interviews online, they've got podcasts and videos. The information is out there. That's why when someone emails me and asks me to mentor them, I'm like, listen, everything you're going to ask me, I've said on my podcast, or I've written in my book. I've given specific examples. I've talked in detail on. I give, you know, my expert opinion and advice on pretty much everything that you can think of. And it may not be exactly specific to you and who you are and the thing you're trying to do exactly, but the information translates from one place to another. And you can take my information that I share on my podcast and my books, like I cover all these things. So when someone asks me to mentor them, I say, have you read everything in my books? Have you listened to every podcast? Have you watched every video? If so, then email me 3 questions you have. And if you can stump me, I'm happy to answer them and give you guidance and give you feedback on all those things. But most people haven't gone through everything. And so it's kind of like, you know, you can't, you know, for me, I can't mentor everyone one-on-one. That's not scalable for my time. It doesn't help my vision and my mission, because I'm trying to reach more people. That's why I create the information on a scalable platform like my podcast and videos. But 10 years ago, when I finished playing professional football, I was broke on my sister's couch, had no money, had a surgery, was recovering, and I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life right now? And this was kind of pre lots of content on the internet where people were teaching all the things that I was looking for. And so early on, I found 3 advisory board members for my personal life. Now, this isn't for my business. This is like a personal advisory board for you. If you have a company, you should have a board of advisors as well for your business, where their whole goal is to support that business in growing and achieving its goals. Now, you need to look at yourself like a business, and you need to think about, if I could have a dream team of advisors for my personal life to help me achieve all of my goals, who would they be? And for me early on, I really needed people to help me in a couple of different key things. I'm going to read off some of my mentors that I had early on who I built a personal advisory board team with. One of them was a guy named Frank Agin. He was a local business leader, still doing great things in Columbus, Ohio. And I heard him speak at a Toastmasters event. And he was such an incredible speaker, the way he was able to captivate the room, the way he was able to tell a story, the way he was able to bring everything together from the intro to add humor, he really captivated me. And I said, this is the type of guy I want to learn from in terms of public speaking, but also he had written books, he had built a successful business. And I was like, man, this guy could really help me achieve a lot of things because I want to be a speaker on stage, I want to write books. And he was an expert at networking, which I felt like I was getting good at as well. I said, this is a guy that I would love to be in his place one day to achieve the type of results that he's achieved. So that was one area, the person I started with. Another one was Chris Hawker, who's a good friend of mine now, but he was a part of my personal advisory board team back then. And he's a famous inventor that's brought, I think, over 75 products to market. Brilliant designer, namer, idea to executioner. And for me, I had a product at the time. It was called the Cast Comfy. It was a cast cover that covered my entire arm. It was a sleeve that went over my whole arm and protected the cast from hurting my face or ripping my skin and didn't make the cast smell. It really kind of brought to life this cast and made it more fun and rewarding to have on. And he helped me learn about PR and marketing and branding and design and everything from an idea to how are we going to execute this to bring it to market, from manufacturing to everything. And that was kind of the experience that I wanted, because I thought I wanted to be in that area as well in my life. And he had achieved certain things that I wanted. And the next person was a guy named Stuart Jenkins, who was the CEO of my university that I went to, the headmaster at the university, and someone I really connected with. And I would call him for business advice, personal advice, spiritual guidance and counsel, and just get feedback on a lot of different areas of my life. But they all served a different purpose to help me get to where I wanted to be from that point in my life. And they all helped me accelerate to achieve incredible results much faster with them than without them. They gave me that crucial wisdom, inspiration, challenge, and accountability. Wisdom, inspiration, challenge, and accountability. And I think that's what we're all looking for. You know, without those four key things, it's hard to have a model of knowing where we want to go. Now, why I think a personal advisory board is more important than just a single mentor. A single mentor is only going to help you with one thing. A personal advisory board is going to help all areas of your life get to the next level. So I'm talking about, first off, I'm going to give you kind of the breakdown of how to create a personal advisory board team, what it should look like, how to ask for it, and what you should expect from them and vice versa, them from you. The first thing is you want to ask yourself why you want this and what your vision is. You've got to have a very clear vision of the direction you want to go. You can't just say, I'm lost, I need help. Can I learn from someone because I think they're inspiring? Can I shadow them because I think they're interesting? You've got to be clear first on what you want and why you want it with the vision for your life. And each advisory board mentor, team member, needs to fill a specific reason of how they're going to help you support that vision. If you just say, well, I'm just inspired by these individuals, like what they've created in business or life, and I just want to shadow them, that's not enough. You've got to be so clear on, you know what, I've got this product idea, and I want to take it to market, and so I am looking for someone who's done this who can help me get it there. You've got to have something already started and ready to grow, because you want to find people that can support the vision quickly, not just, I need help. Can you give me some feedback on my life and the direction for what I want to do? Because I don't know. That's not good. You've got to figure that out. You can go read my book, listen to the podcast. It's going to help guide you on figuring out your purpose. But once you have that thing you want, that's when you tap into the personal advisory board. And this can be the vision can be a one-year vision, three-year, five-year vision, 10-year vision, but you've got to have a vision of what you want at least within a year, hopefully more like 3 years. So early on, I was like, you know, I want to be speaking in front of 50,000 people arenas. I want to write a New York Times bestselling book. I want to launch a physical product. I had all these visions that I wanted to create for myself, and I was already practicing them. So I was already going to public speaking class every single week. and practicing my skills and perfecting and mastering the skills. I was already building these networking events and building a company around that. I'd already sourced my own first prototype for a product that I got from China and a manufacturer in China that I'd already shipped over. So I had already taken steps and shown that I was willing to put in the action to get results. If you don't have any steps already taken, and if you haven't shown that you're putting in the action already, if you're just like, yeah, I want to speak on stage, but I've never spoken on stage before, and I'm scared and I can't even stand up in front of people, then you can't go to Tony Robbins or some world-class speaker like Mel Robbins or whoever it may be, Lisa Nichols, and say, hey, can you be my personal advisory board member because this is something I want, but I have done nothing myself to try to master it yet. They're not going to want to work with you. They're not going to want to say yes. So you've got to already be putting in the work, already be mastering skills in the process of doing that to show that you've got skin in the game and that you are hungry. Because if you're not hungry, people will not say yes. They won't want to be on your team. If they don't see this desire in your eye and this hunger in your heart, they will not support it. They'll be like, no, this person's not committed. Why should I support them? So you've got to be fully committed, fully hungry. And I can tell you what, 10 years ago when I was on my sister's couch, I was like a freaking starving lion that hadn't eaten in 6 months, right? I was so hungry, thirsty for knowledge, thirsty to get more results, thirsty to grow. And that's really the key, is you've got to be hungry and thirsty to want to get to that vision, to want to hit those results in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. So you got to get clear on what your goal is and why you want this personal advisory board, because it's going to create more structure in that team. The second thing you want to think about is who is ideal for your dream team? Who is an ideal person for your dream team? You want to think about people you already know and start with. So depending on what stage you're at in your life, if you're younger, just getting started, maybe you just finished college, you may not be able to get this huge dream team of all-stars who are like global icons. But you can have the all-stars of your local community, the all-star professors from your school to continue to support you, the all-star business leader in your local city, the all-star something in your region, right? You got to start with what you have access to. And as you build credibility and get results and build relationships over the years, then you can start building relationships with more people at a different level, right? Maybe a more global level. And that's where you want to think about. You want to start with what you have and continue to grow with where you're at. And, you know, for me, that was just connecting early on with people that I already knew. Again, someone from my school, a local person in a business community, and another inventor that I had met through a friend, right? So these were all people that I knew or had just met. They weren't just strangers that I was reaching out to randomly, because that's not the best way to do it. You want to at least meet the person first one time before you ask them. You want to have a couple conversations usually before you ask them. And again, this is different than reaching out to a stranger you admire and asking them to mentor you. That's not what you want to do. Most people who are busy and successful aren't going to mentor some stranger that just emails them or calls them randomly and says, hey, will you teach me everything you know? They don't have the time for that. You've got to build some type of relationship. So you want to pick the people that inspire you, that scare you, that push you out of your comfort zone, and that you wouldn't want to let down. The people that inspire you, scare you, push you out of your comfort zone, and that you wouldn't want to let down. You want to think about that. So for me, who's the person you admire the most that I'm like, man, I would not want to let this person down. I would not want to follow through on what I said I was going to do because I respect them so much. I'm so inspired by their mission and what they've created already that me letting them down is really letting me down as well. And so it's going to push you to grow and overcome all those fears and challenges that you've ever had. And when you have someone like that in your corner, someone who's already created what you want and you're inspired by them, it gives you more confidence to say, man, this person's in my corner. I know I can do it. If they're going to put their effort and time into me, then I've got to put my effort and time into achieving what I said I'm going to do.
It's just going to accelerate things so much faster. And your team will evolve over time. You know, people will come and go. It's a natural thing. It's a natural phasing in and out of different members of your advisory team. And you want to think about where you are and where you want to be in all areas of your life. Now, the people that I have on my personal advisory team, there is always someone who is a billionaire or someone who's a mega millionaire that just understands money and understands how to make it, how to save it, how to invest it, and the psychology behind money in general. Money and finances slash business slash career is such a huge part of our lives, right? 30, 40% of our time is work, managing money, paying bills, paying for food, paying for something. Money is such a huge element of our life that if we aren't learning from great people on how to continue to grow our abilities to manage it, invest it, and make money work for us as opposed to against us, then that's something that's always going to hold us back. And we want to master that area of our life. I've got someone in my fitness, nutrition, health vertical of my personal advisory board who I can call on and lean on. Luckily, in my podcast, I've got so many great guests who I can call on and lean on, but I typically like to have one person who's a doctor or someone that I can always trust and rely on. I typically always have someone in the spiritual realm. For me, I want to have a spiritual compass, someone who just lives, breathes spirituality in their life that I could have, that I highly respect, that I don't want to let down. And you could have this, you know, for any area of your life that you feel like is lacking, right? So if this is like relationship slash love, you could have someone who has just got the ideal marriage, who is just like, man, the ideal husband, the ideal wife that you want to emulate, the ideal parent that you want to emulate, that you can call on and get that guidance and structure and support with, right? So the next thing is all about how to ask. How do you approach someone to join your personal advisory board team? And here it is. I wrote this out so you could use this and emulate it if you like. Once you find and identify the person you're looking for, here's what you can ask them. You can either ask them in person. I recommend asking in person to make it more intimate, or you can ask them over the phone or email. But you can say this: I've been inspired by your work slash life slash mission for years, and you live your life or run your business or run your marriage in a way I'd personally love to run for myself one day. I'd personally love to live for myself one day. And I'm starting a personal advisory board of a few key people I respect and value the most in the world, and I'd love for you to be on it.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So it can be a simple statement like that. You could tweak it as well if you want. There's a couple things here. First is acknowledging the life they've created, the work they've created, the business they've created, et cetera. It's acknowledging the person first. So I've been inspired by your work, your life, your mission, your relationship for years. And you live your life or you run your business in a way that I'd personally love to do for myself as well. So you're acknowledging them that you're inspired by them and they run their life in a way that you want to run your life, that you want to emulate and model. So that's like the highest level of acknowledgement. Like, you've done so much incredible things that I want to be like you, right? And then the second thing is I'm starting this personal advisory board. It's like I'm starting this team of a few people I respect the most in the world. So again, you're acknowledging them and saying that you respect them the most in the world, which is just, it's a good thing to do. You know, you want to really acknowledge the people you're looking to have on. And I'd love for you to be on it and making that request. I'd love for you to be on it. Now, that's the ask. And then they're going to say, well, I'm flattered, or can you tell me more about it? What is a personal advisory board? You know, they may not even know. We'll say, you know, a personal advisory board is like a business when they have their advisory board. But instead of me running my business and you being on a board with other business mentors, this is you helping guide and structure one area of my life. One area, and it could be your business, it could be your life, it could be anything, right? But it's you helping guide one part of my life and my dreams. And I've got a big vision. Here's what it is. And the reason I'm interested in having you on is because you've achieved this in some fashion or way. And they might say, well, what does it entail? Is it going to be a lot of time for me? Is it going to be like all this energy for me? No, here's what it entails. It entails a 10-minute quarterly phone call. 10 minutes once a quarter to check in with you on the results I've created based on the challenge or feedback you gave to me. So this is important. The advisory board member needs to feel like there's something in the game for him or her or them. There needs to be something that is fulfilling. They want to see results. They want to see something fast. They want to know that their wisdom, their guidance, their challenge, their feedback for you is being noticed in a big way. That's going to bring fulfillment for me. I've got a mastermind called the Greatness Mastermind. It's a group of high-level, seven-figure earning entrepreneurs who are up to a big mission in the world. And when they get big results every month, every quarter, every year, it excites me. It's like, wow, what I'm creating, the value I'm bringing, the feedback, the coaching, it's working. And it validates the results that personal advisory board member has achieved for themselves. So we all want to support and give back once we've reached this level. A lot of us do, at least. And that's the key. If you don't get results every single quarter, shame on you. And if you're not seeing growth at all, then you're not ready for an advisory board at this level. You've got to get back to mastering skills. You've got to get back to doing something else and overcoming something else. And you can even say to the advisory board member, you know, I want this to be fun for you and not something you think about at all. This has to be zero stress, zero energy, zero obligation for the advisory board member, that it gives them energy and fulfillment. That's what it's got to be. It's got to give them energy and fulfillment. Otherwise, what's in it for someone to just give you all this time that you go and take their ideas or you go and take their feedback, build your life or your business, and they get nothing out of it? There's no win-win there. So you got to find that win-win experience. Something you can also add to sweeten the pot. So you're going to say, I'm only going to talk to you for 10 minutes once a quarter on the phone or in person if you're in the same city. And to sweeten it, say, and I'd love to make a donation to your charity or the cause you care about the most in your name. So this can be, you know, if this is someone who's really successful and already wealthy, you offering to pay them $1,000 or a few thousand dollars for the year is really nothing. But you making the gesture to say, I value what you value, and I'm going to make a donation in your name to this charity, that speaks louder to someone than offering them money for, you know, a few 10-minute check-in calls.
So offer to make a donation in their name. Usually they'll say, no, you can just offer $1,000 or something like that. Or, you know, whatever. Depending on where you're at financially, try to offer something. It could be $100 if you have very little money, you could offer something. So that's the third thing. And then the fourth thing is creating expectations. So once you get a yes from a personal advisory board member, you want to create expectations. Create clear goals for yourself and this advisory board member for your life. And create a clear goal every quarter. So you get on a 10-minute call or you meet in person first and you say, here's what I'm looking to create in the next few months. Here's the goal I have for this part of my life that you're advising me on. Do you have a challenge for me? Do you have any exercises for me? Do you have feedback for me based on where I'm at and where I want to be in the next few months? Then write down whatever the person says, and it's your job to follow through on the commitment and the request and the feedback that they've given you for the next quarter. And then after the quarter's up, you can do an email check-in, a phone call check-in, whatever they're comfortable with. And some of them may say, listen, I'm happy to do an email check-in with you once a quarter, and that's all you're gonna get. Maybe one call in the beginning of the year for 15 minutes. You know, work with whatever people have and they offer back with you. It doesn't have to be this perfect structure, but as long as you can be able to reach out to and just say, hey, here's what I completed in the last 3 months based on what you told me and the results I got. Here's what I'm gonna plan to do the next 3 months. Do you have any feedback for me? That's it. If you don't get results, they're not going to be as excited to want to give you feedback. So it's really an accountability thing where you don't want to let someone down. And then at the end of the year, you can do a check-in and say, you know, at the beginning of the year, we set out to help me achieve this. You gave me these check-ins every 3 months. Here's what I did achieve, or maybe I fell short a couple of times, but I got these results, and here's where I'm at now. And then you can reassess at the end of the year if you'd like to continue with that person. If they added value to you, if you felt like it was worth your time to have them on, if it was comfortable for them, if you got the value, if they keep growing in their life, do you want to keep having them on your personal advisory board? Or is the year up and is a phase out? It's a thank you so much. Like, I love to check in with you every once in a while and support you however I can. But thank you for all you've done so far. You know, you can continue it on. It doesn't have to be this formal thing necessarily, because that's all part of leveling up. You know, over the last 10 years, you know, my personal advisory board has evolved and grown and shifted and come in and out. And I think based on once you achieve something with that person's, and you've kind of surpassed what that other person's achieved, because that's the goal, is to kind of catch the member on your team, to kind of get caught up to them. Now, they may keep growing in their own way, so you may never catch up to them. But if you do, then, okay, maybe I've mastered this skill in this part of my life. I don't need someone for anymore because I'm already doing it really well. So now I need to go figure out how to do this part of my life. And I'm going to find someone to add there. And you typically want 3, maybe 5 people max at a time on your advisory board. 3 to 5 people max, because that's, you know, managing 10 people's time all the time is a lot. So 3 to 5 people, keep it close, inspiring people that you really want to have tapped into and have an investment in your success. You want these people to be invested in you and say and think about you from time to time. You know, maybe they see something or they want to invite you to come to an event where you can meet people and network with people in their inner circle. Maybe they think about you for a project they're working on that they want you involved in, or you get hired for something. You know, the more that they're invested in you, the more results and invested you are in them, the more they will be invested in you. And this personal advisory board or this dream team will become a huge asset. Again, I was reaffirming this when I was having my conversation with Ed Milette. I said, you know, what's been one of the biggest things for you to help you get this financial, you know, success that you've had? He was like, you know what? Personal advisory board has been a big thing for me. And it's just reminded me that this is something that I did 10 years ago. I really had a better structure. Kind of got away with it because I was meeting so many inspiring people that I was able to kind of tap into a lot of people. But now I'm getting back to figuring out my own personal advisory board, having better structure,
to see what results I can get over the next 12, 24 months and beyond. So that's it. Building your personal advisory board or your dream team. I want you to leave a comment below if you're on the YouTube channel or post this on Instagram. Let me know what you think in a comment on Instagram and telling me the value you got from this and the areas of your life that you want to grow. So what's the thing you would love a personal advisory board member in? Is it in finances or career or starting a business? Is it in your health? Is it in spirituality? Is it in relationships? Is it in something else in your life? Comment below on if you think this would be valuable for you in your personal life and the key areas you're looking to grow in. Other than that, I appreciate you so very much and hope you enjoyed this.
My friends, again, this can be a game changer if you choose for it to be by implementing this information, taking action, and getting results. That's what this is all about, giving you the tools, information, and inspiration to now go implement something in your life and see the results play out over time. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you've done this before, if you've built your own personal advisory board or AKA Dream Team. And if you haven't, go ahead and just send me a direct message over on Instagram. Let's have a conversation over there. I'm posting tons of content over there right now. It's my favorite place to hang out. But share this with your friends, lewishouse.com/661. On the show notes, I've got more of the stuff that I talked about in here broken down. So you can have access to that at lewishouse.com/661 as well. Again, life is about building a team around you of people that you can support and that they can support you, all on helping each other achieve our dreams. Find that personal advisory board team that you believe will help accelerate the process for you faster. Again, follow the prompts and the examples I talk about. Don't just reach out to random strangers. Really think about this and make sure you're meeting with these people in person and offering some type of value for them as well. Otherwise, they're busy people and you want to respect their time. Again, I love you guys so very much, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.